Welcome to the Profit Maker Show. As usual, Joe White here from Get Life Coaching, from Profit Gorilla, here today sharing with you tips, tools, and hacks to how to improve your business. Okay, deep breath in. A lot of great stuff that is going on in the world of business. You know, one thing I just want to kind of mark out here, something really cool happened a few weeks ago, and the McDonald's has been doing a campaign for the Ronald McDonald's House, help to a fight to help end childhood cancer. Great cause. For every Big Mac, they donate money. So Burger King, one of their chief competitors, sent out a meme, and just Google it. It's actually really, really cool design. It's a picture of the king and Ronald McDonald holding hands. And what Burger King did was, I love kind of announcing when a business does something so right for so many reasons. They decided to, for one day, to stop selling their Whoppers, their number one item, so that it would encourage people to go and buy a Big Mac and donate for the cause that McDonald's is kind of fighting for here. It was really, really cool, again, on so many different reasons. Yes, there's always a little bit like social coin for doing the right thing like that, but it's above and beyond just doing the right thing. It is just really good in business, because I think, you know, as being someone who really believes in capitalism, right? I do. I think, look, when bad businesses go out, when businesses don't innovate, when they don't do the things they need to do, businesses go under and new businesses begin. Technologies end and new technologies create. And it's a little bit of survival of the fittest. If you've been listening to the show for a while, we understand that not every business is meant to last forever, and great iconic businesses like some department stores have gone under, but it creates innovation, because I think businesses get lazy. They rest on the laurels and think this is going to be this way forever, and they just ride it out, i.e. Babies R Us and Toys R Us, that franchise. And it's really nice to see when businesses put something above that bottom line, because we can get very focused on the bottom line, because that's what matters the most when it comes to business. But usually many businesses have something greater than a bottom line that motivates them. And if you don't meet your bottom line's requirement, you don't get to do your mission. And that's a little bit our lead into our conversation today. So for 20 years, I've been working with individuals and businesses to a company that our parent company called Get Life Coaching. And we have spun off a company called Profit Gorilla, where we do a done-for-you solution, just setting this up for you. So I do a lot of coaching. I do a lot of business coaching. Because think about this, right? You are your business. The three toughest areas in life, I think, is love, right? I mean, you want to talk about the things that drive you crazy, pull out your insecurities, make you want to drive off a cliff, only kidding here, metaphorically, give up, quit, all those things, love, kids, and owning your own business, right? And when you have all three of them in your life, good luck, right? That's why people come to me for coaching, I guess. But the quality of your mindset is in direct proportion with your business success. So especially small businesses, you know, I mean, it's a bigger business. Things can get absorbed by your vice presidents, by your board of directors. But you talk about these small businesses that makes this country go, that is a heartbeat of this country, that is essential for the economic survival of this country. It's small business. And we're talking solopreneurs, we're talking 1 to 10, 1 to 20, even 1 to 50, 1 to 100. You know, the business owner is so involved in the business. And it starts off blood, sweat, tears, right? That's what it is. And hopefully we get to a point where it fills without our involvement being necessary in that. But opening a business, getting it successful, and then getting it over that hump is harder than it seems, right? And look, I know there's some people saying, but oh no, I did it in 3 years. Yeah, but it's about sustainability, okay? Because we all know the stats about businesses failing. We know what goes on. So this woman who's a friend of mine, I've known her for a very, very long time, reached out to me over the weekend and she basically upset, crying at times, wanting to just quit. And she said that all her fun has been taken out. She no longer enjoys what she is doing. She's struggling on the financial side. She is excellent at what she does. I mean, truly excellent, gifted beyond imagine of what she's doing. But she's been kind of going around and chasing success, right? Trying things and has yet to kind of got it to the point where she herself can kind of back out a little bit and start enjoying her success. And most importantly, enjoying her life. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of our conversation with her. Obviously, I'll keep her anonymous. But here's what I know after 20 years. There's more than just this one woman out there who feels that way. God, I mean, I felt that way, right? I've talked to business owners around the country, around the world. And it comes down to the same thing, right? It begins with you. You know, the study is 92% of all businesses fail within 10 years. And I don't think the reason why so many businesses fail is because they got lousy products. Yes, some, right? It's not a good idea. Or timing or marketing. Yes, yes, yes. But not the heaviest of the concentration. The heaviest of concentration comes from the mindset. Unable to manage yourself through the storms because they're always around us. In businesses, there's so many opportunity for storms, employees, cash flow, taxes, changing technology, trying to find a way to grow your business. Can't grow it too fast, right? And you can't add too many products, but keep it fresh, keep it innovative. And most entrepreneurs, most people who start a business never didn't have business experience. Some went to business schools, some worked for other businesses and spun off their own thing. But I've met so many people like me that has woke up one day with a dream of making something better. For me, it's been the dream of changing people's lives, helping them to truly understand and tap into their true potential, whether it is in their life or in relationship or business, right? And so many of the mistakes that I made from the beginning was not because I was stupid, right? Stupid from the sense like, oh, I made $5,000, say, let me buy let me go on a trip somewhere. Right, it's investing back in the business, but doing it unintelligently and a little bit unwise, and not understanding the numbers and cash flow and projections and things like that. And sure, you know, we can hire someone to help us, but we barely have enough money to kind of keep it going, let alone bring someone in. So it puts us in a very interesting predicament, just like this woman. And she came to me, like I said, and she was crying and she was upset because she wasn't making any money. She was struggling emotionally. And she looked at me. I can't forget the look on her face. She goes, Joe, I just hate what I do. Right? I said, how can you hate what you do? Like, you're so passionate. You're so good at it. She goes, I hate it. This is not what I intend it to be. You know, and I told her this, and I suggest everyone Google it. You know, one of the people that I have gravitated to from an iconic standpoint was Steve Jobs for many reasons. And after he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, they thought they got it, right? It was that period before he passed, which was just the anniversary. I think it was the 6th or 5th or 4th, somewhere around there, was the anniversary of his death. Can you believe that? He gave a speech at a university, Stanford, I believe. And he said to them, if you wake up too many days and you don't have that passion and you're not excited about what you do, you got to start questioning it, right? And I shared that with her. And I shared, I asked her, I'm like, you know, why? What happened here, right? And I said, well, I'm trying to go to the business. And then I started doing this. And then I branched off here, right? And her name became bloated, like many entrepreneurs. There's two reasons. Write this down, guys. If you're driving, go to WWDBAM, look for Profit Gorilla and or Profit Maker and listen to this again. But there's two reasons why people bloat their lanes. Number one, they're overcreative and they love creating, but they don't have the mechanism to get it out in the public and keep it sustainable. The second one is a little bit out of desperation, right? They're trying to find that niche. And it's kind of like this old analogy where I tried baking a cake once. Right? I mean, I am awful. I make the most amazing shrimp risotto. Right. If you want to have a competition, I have eaten it at the most some great restaurants, and mine. I still think mine's better. Right. I can cook my butt off. Baking's another thing, right? Because is it a cup? It kind of looks like a cup, right? You know, but baking is like it's a cup. I remember my mom getting the index card and making sure it's exact. Me, I go, it looks kind of right, right? So I'm not a great baker. And cooking, when I make my risotto, there's no recipe. I've learned myself reading and watching and tasting and like, this is good, right? And I worked in a restaurant, so I have a little bit basic knowledge. So when I make a shrimp risotto, I'm not going to give you my secret. Don't think I'm going to give it away. But like, I add the ingredients, the chicken stock, the cheese, and then I taste it. I'm like, I need a little bit more of X. And then I need a little bit more. I need that more creamier feeling. I need to, right? So you just keep working at it. Well, bacon, you can't do that. So the first time I figured, I'm going to bake a cake here. How hard can it be? I was in my early 20s. So, you know, I mixed it in. I got my mama's recipe, followed it. Not really, but I thought I did. And I mixed it up and I tasted it. I'm like, this tastes like, you know, awful, right? So I'm like, I need a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that, a little bit more of this. So you can imagine this bowl, this mixing bowl that's I have in front of me is huge now with so much batter, right? And I made the fatal mistake of like, I think it's right. And I put it in the oven and I think you can figure out what happened or what didn't happen. The cake was just awful. The consistency of it, the flavor of it, it was dry. It was not good, right? And I should have just threw it away and said, okay, let's do it right this time. But I think a lot of businesses get caught in that I'm almost there thinking. And they think they can add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, right? And it's kind of like sports. See, I love sports because, A, you know, I've been an athlete most of my life, and I love sports because I love the competition of it. But you get to see patterns, behaviors, mindsets play out in a game, in a season, in a career. So you get this condensed knowledge of it. So often teams, it was like the Sixers forever ago. You know, they were almost a playoff team. They made the 7th seed and they got knocked out round one. So they try to add a player. And they, you know, and maybe they got the 6th seed. But then they lost a contract and they went back down to 8th seed and didn't make the playoffs. And they think they're closer than they really are. And they think just a little tweak, a little this, a little bit of that, that is going to make the difference. And very often for businesses, it doesn't work that way, right? Sometimes, like in sports, you got to blow it up. You got to blow it up and start fresh. Not necessarily with a new idea, but a new approach. And when I'm going to come back and after the break, I'm going to share with her the information that I'm going to share with you the information I share with her, because I know there are businesses out there shaking their head saying, yes, yes, I know this feeling that keeps me up at night. I'll be back in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Profit Maker Show with Joe White from Get Life Coaching. Here we go.
Sales is the lifeline of every business, your online marketing and social media. Making you money is a must in today's world. There is a new innovative solution, Profit Gorilla. Many businesses don't have the time nor the desire to manage their marketing. Profit Gorilla is your sales solution for an online world done for you. Unlimited everything. Graphic designs, social media, landing pages, all to give you even more sales and freedom. Join the movement today. Go to theprofitgorilla.com to schedule your no-obligation gorilla consultation. Only theprofitgorilla.com.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
All right, everybody, Joe White here, back with the Profit Maker Show. Let me give you some information real quick here. If you want some more information about what or how we do, easiest way to go to getlifecoaching.com, GetLifeCoaching.com. You can also go to my Facebook page. Just find Get Life Coaching. That's my page. You can certainly go there. We do individual and business coaching. Won't spend a lot of time with that. Or easiest way, just text me, right? 302-229-9117. And if you want to talk, let's talk, right? So on the first segment here, I share about how I met this woman, how I talked to a friend of mine over this weekend, and she was depressed and sad and about to quit her business because nothing's working, and worse, it's miserable, right? And I share with her, or I share with you guys, how often we try to, like a sports team, add a player, but it's at the end of the day, it's no different. Like the Phillies, I don't know, the Phillies are two players away from being as great as the Dodgers or even Atlanta is, or they really just need to keep a few players and blow the rest up, right? We just don't, like, maybe in a year we know. What I'm thinking is like, it's like, this team's not that good, man. I love Harper, I love JT, but are they really that good? I love Noah, but beyond that, you know, Kingery, yeah, they got some talent, but can you build around? Like, are they just a few pieces away, or are there more? So I share with her a couple of things, that it all begins with you, like your mindset. And you have to be willing to examine your beliefs and your fears. It always comes down to that, right? There's two areas that we invoke to create change. The first one is our perceptions, our beliefs, our fears, things of that nature. The other one is procedure. And procedure is where the rubber meets the road. In other words, that is where action takes place. And everything's about action. But if your mindset's off, then it doesn't matter what kind of action you take. It's like buying new tires with your alignment off. Like, what is the point? So I share with her that you got to cut down your lanes and go back to the basics. And she goes like, what is that, man? What? I don't even know. I said, yes, you do. Go back to what you love. Because if you hate what you're doing, if it doesn't fill you up, if you don't get excited by doing what you love, you're not going to turn it around. You might as well be miserable and get a steady paycheck. She didn't really like that answer, but she definitely understood that, right? You got to get back to what you love, especially for small businesses, because we don't do 8-hour days, not in the beginning, not till we hit that threshold where we have other people running it or a way to get residual income. It's tied to us. If you don't love it, right? If you don't, like I said, if you, like Steve Jobs said, if you don't wake up every day and feel passionate, excited, a couple of days in rows, you got to examine that because something's off. And usually it goes down to your mindset, your beliefs, and your fears. So I told her to go back, you know, and do what you love, right? Love the most. Because the end of the day, it's about love. I know it sounds, you know, love. Break out the Beatles, all you need is love. But it is, man. It is because your baby, your business was formed out of love. Like a passion. Remember that first night you stayed up late? Or you got up early? Or you read a book and something snapped inside you? Like, oh my God, this is something. That is our power source. That's what we need to tap into. You know, she said, well, I don't know. I don't know. I think, look, I can help you. She said, I can't afford it. Look, I care about you. I love you as a friend. I'll help you. It's not even about me getting a client because I've been there. She goes, well, I know that because she knows, you know, as any business up and down, so have my business been up and down. So I share with her, like, the story, right? So there's this guy walking down the street, center city, falls into a hole. He's stuck. He can't get out. So a doctor walks by. He goes, doc, help me, help me, help me. He goes, the doctor writes a few prescriptions, throws him down the hole. Then a priest walks by. He goes, father, help me, help me. Right? And, you know, the father looks down, blesses him, says a few Our Fathers and Hail Marys and walks away. And the guy goes like, what is going on? I am stuck in this hole. Someone has to help me. And then walks by his best friend. He looks up. There's his friend. He goes, friend, help me. I'm stuck in this hole. I can't get out. His friend looks down and then jumps down into the hole. Now they're both down the hole. Now the guy who was down there originally is fuming. He's like, what'd you do that for? Now we're both stuck. This doesn't serve me. This is no good. And his friend looked at him and smiled and said, yes, this is true. We're both stuck in this hole. But I've been in this hole and I know the way out. Because there's always a way out, right? You got to believe that. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm being pragmatic. If you don't believe there's a way, then you might as well just give up. Right? Because if you don't believe it, like Henry Ford said, whether you believe you can or believe you can't, it's true. If you believe you can't turn it around, you won't do it. Right? But I'd rather err on the side that I can. I'd rather believe that I can do that. Right? I got to believe that there is something inside of me, some gift, some purpose, some mission, some why that is greater than any challenge, that any obstacle that I might face. Because like I said in the beginning, you know, it's love, kids, and business. They're the three things that will bring out every insecurity within your life. So I told her, know your gifts. Know your gifts. Go back to them. She goes, well, it's hard. I'm like, well, yeah, it is hard. You know, back in my drug addiction, as everybody knows, if you've been listening to the show, 5 years ago, addicted to cocaine, alcoholic overdose, etc. When I was still in my addiction, I worked at Sam Goody's in the Springfield Mall, and a friend of mine, her name was Patty, gave me a book. The book is called The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck. And I was in a really bad state. I remember opening the book, looking at the first sentence of that book. Life is difficult. I remember I was in my apartment. I closed that book, threw it in the corner. I go, I don't need to know life is difficult. I know it, right? I need a solution. I never read any further until I got clean, right? It was under a pile of laundry. And I finally started reading the book. And what M. Scott Peck talks about in the book, The Road Less Traveled, is that life is difficult. Business is difficult. Raising kids is difficult. Relationships are difficult. But once you accept that, we stop expecting it to be easy. And then we can apply ourselves the right way. So I told her, know your gifts. You got to trust them. You don't need 6 million different bells and whistles and gimmicks to try to get people to understand your gifts. I told her that she was enough. She was enough right now. Got to stop playing from scarcity. You know, it's not the end. It's not the end until it's the end. And ultimately, it's not how in life you start. It's not how you play in the middle. It's how you end the game. It's how you end. And if you're not at the end, don't act like it's the end. Okay? Don't act like it's the end when it's not the end. You have more ability. You have more talent. You have more resources. You just got to be willing to ask yourself, am I willing to do whatever it takes? Let go of anything to create what I want, to create what I deserve in my life. Happy to say that she took me up on my offer, and I'm helping her to kind of return home to who she really is so she can more effectively grow her amazing, amazing business. So that's a lot there, guys, right? Reach out to me. You can go to getlifecoaching.com. You can also visit theprofitgorilla.com too. Social media, find Get Life Coaching or find Profit Gorilla. Either or, it's at the at symbol at Get Life Coaching at Profit Gorilla. You can always email me at me@theprofitgorilla.com. Or the easiest of all ways is just text me on my phone. Say, Joe, hey, let's talk. Let's grab coffee. Let's have a conversation. Talk on the phone. Let's do a Zoom call, whatever it takes. And that is 302-229-9117. Until next time, as we say here at Profit Gorilla, or go home. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you soon.